Friends, in this post-Pentecost season, because last Sunday we celebrated that God fulfilled his promise and poured out his Spirit upon his people, it then becomes, you see, a matter for us in living out the faith of bringing faith to life. You see, Christianity is not a do-it-yourself religion. It is a matter of our living by the grace that the Lord has provided, equipped with the power which he supplies. And so, if we are going to make our faith alive and visible, then it will be by the grace of God and the work of his Spirit. And, of course, if our faith isn't visible somehow, then it's not very alive or very healthy. Somehow our faith needs to be reflected in who we are and what we say and do. And that faith needs to come to visibility in the ordinary, simple, everyday things of life. Now, we live our lives in two spheres. We have a personal world, and we have the world of the community of God's people, the church. And today I want to focus on the personal side of that. If you've looked ahead, you notice that the sermon title for next week is the same as the sermon title for this week. Not terribly original, but it will be part two, because next week we'll look at the public side of how we collectively together give visibility to the faith that we profess. But today I want to sort of zero in on our personal worlds. Those times when we are apart from the community of believers and just going about the daily activities of our lives, how will we make our faith visible and alive and vital in those situations we encounter? And that living out of our faith in our private world has two sides to it as well. You see, there is the matter of our own spiritual self-care. And then there's the matter of how we interact with other people. Because our understanding of the faith is not that our spiritual growth and spiritual reflection all takes place when we come together for church. It's a part of each day's living also. And so God's people go about their lives conscious of the faith that shapes them. And so in our personal worlds, we engage in prayer and reflection. We turn to God and ask him to be with us, to guide us, to help us through difficult moments, to praise him when we are conscious of the ways in which his blessings have come into our own personal lives, and to rejoice in his presence. And then, of course, if we take good care of our personal spiritual nourishment, then we are better equipped to live out the faith in relationship with other people around us. And you know, we do have, each of us, unique opportunities to reflect the faith. Each of us lives in a circle of family and friends and neighbors, and yes, even strangers that we encounter along the way in life. That's our personal thing. That isn't a collective thing of the whole community of faith. That's our point of contact with the world around us. And it's an important challenge for us to recognize and see that as an opportunity. And not only an opportunity, but as something that God expects from us, that our faith will be visible and will shape the nature of the relationship that we have with those who are around us in our world. Because each of us has opportunities and contexts which are uniquely ours to live out in faithfulness to our calling in Jesus Christ. And these things are often ordinary and simple. I'm not thinking of dramatic projects or plans or grandiose things, but simply how our lives touch others and how we, in those contexts, reflect the faith we profess. You understand from your own experience of life that sometimes very ordinary things have had an incredible impact upon you. You know, I think of, for instance, the concern we express for others, that we're attentive to the needs of others around us, that we are responsive to the opportunities that their needs may provide for us to actively engage with them, to support them, to encourage them. And the words that we speak and how we say them can have a tremendous impact on others. I am sure that if you were to stop and think about it for a little while, each one of you could think of a time when someone said something very ordinary to you, but which met you at a moment in life when you needed some word of encouragement, some word of strength. And that very ordinary word which they shared with you made a difference, and you in the moment were aided and assisted by what they shared with you. Now, they probably went on their way not realizing that they'd said anything significant at all, but you as the recipient know that it was important, that it got you past the spot that was difficult. And when you think about it, what was said to you was probably not extraordinary, probably not something you hadn't heard before, but it came to you from someone you knew cared about you. And it came to you at a moment when it was very transforming in your life, very helpful. And that's the sort of contact which we aspire to live out in our lives as followers of Jesus Christ. That we live with an awareness of the needs of others around us, in simple things, in ordinary things. And that we are there with a thoughtful word of hope and encouragement. Hope and encouragement, you see, of the sort that the world at large can't offer. Because we can represent the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And out of our own experience of grace, we can talk about healing and health and hope. And to be able to share that with someone who is in the midst of struggle and uncertainty at the moment is a tremendous blessing, ordinary as it is. And that's part of our bringing faith to life in our own personal lives. Because, you see, we each have opportunities in our connections with others to commend them, to encourage them, to restore hope, that we can be thoughtful and creative and eager and enthusiastic and generous and grace reflecting in how we live. And of course, part of our self-care in our personal world is asking God to strengthen those capacities within us for the glory of his name. And this is not, you see, that we need to buttonhole people with a little sermonette. This is being there with them and speaking a kindly word of encouragement that reflects the gospel and God's grace. And, you know, when these qualities are brought into play in our living out of our faith, there's always a consequence. Oh, we may not see anything of significance, but it's that little, ordinary, everyday connection with people that reflects a pattern that reflects, in turn, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just a matter of having good manners and being personable. It's being concerned in the spirit of the gospel for the lives of those who surround us. And of course, as well as those people with whom we have established connections, there are the people that we just encounter along the way in life. People we'll never see again, probably. But God has given us an opportunity to reflect the spirit of the gospel to them. And we do so with the prayer that it will be for them a blessing. And so that's our calling. To bring faith to life in our personal worlds, all of which is incredibly ordinary, but a glorious reflection of God's grace. And that's our challenge. And we nurture ourselves in the faith that we may be able to do that with greater consistency and effectiveness as we interact with the world right around us. And of course, you know, we never know the outcome of our contacts with other people. As I said, each of you has no doubt had experiences in life where someone proved to be an immense blessing to you. And the honest thing is, you know, that oftentimes we never ever had a chance or took the opportunity to express to them how much we appreciated what they may have said and done to aid us on our way. And they may well have gone on thinking, well, that was kind of lost effort. But the truth is, you see, that God works by His Spirit to bring those little ordinary things to flower and to bear fruit. And we don't ask, you see, to see the outcome of living with faithfulness. What we ask is that God would help us to do that with greater consistency. Now, before I conclude, I want to just take you back to some phrases in the lessons that were read this morning. Acts 2 has for us that beautiful description of the early community of faith, as the people of God are just sort of gathering together in the strength of the Spirit and looking for the way that the Lord would have them live out that faith together. Then they express their faith by caring for one another, by sharing. And as Luke, as he records those events, says that they were engaged with generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. That the community of faith was so living out its faith that it was seen to be a blessing, even by those who didn't necessarily share the faith yet, but they saw the reality of the faith of this community of believers. And then when Jesus spoke to his disciples as his ministry was drawing towards its conclusion, those words from John 13, Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." And then this clincher, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So there is our objective in bringing faith to life in our private world, that we might truly reflect the love of Christ. This is a challenging thing because sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes we get absorbed with ourselves and not so able and ready to see the needs of others. But our desire, our heart's desire before the Lord is that we might experience our faith coming to life in the ordinary, simple, everyday things of life. Rejoice in what the Lord has provided and praise His name. Thanks be to God.